This episode of the Mr. Brown Show is sponsored by BonusRewards.sg.
Hello, this is Mr. Brown.
Hello, and this is Mr. Tan.
And we can hear you rubbing yourself. Welcome to the Mr. Brown Show. Gross. We are back.
You are back.
Yeah, I'm back.
I've always been here.
Yeah.
I live in the studio.
That's right. I live outside the studio.
We are neighbors.
I just came back from KL.
Yes, how was KL?
KL was good. We had a great bus ride.
Mm-hmm.
Aeroline bus again.
Wow. Like airplane or there?
Yes. It felt like airplane. We had a check-in. So they issued us our ticket. Our boarding passes.
Boarding pass.
Mm-hmm.
A metal detector?
No.
Cavity search.
I wish.
Well, wasted.
But when we got up the bus, you know, they announced your captain is
no co-pilot.
Don't have. He's then, alone.
Then captain die how?
Then the stewardess will
the
take over.
The bus will crash.
Don't worry, I can fly this bus. Said the stewardess.
Snakes on the bus.
And she said there is a toilet on board for light usage.
Uh huh. She got defined what is light usage.
No, she didn't define. She left it to our imagination.
What if I spray very hard?
I think maybe light can mean you cannot bomb.
No bombing.
But you can pee. But if you spray hard, I don't know whether it's counted as light usage or not.
But some bomb is quite light. It's like drippy bomb. Slushy.
Ugh.
Kinda.
Ugh.
How about just hard farts?
No, that's not allowed. As long come out from that hole.
Radiological alert.
They have a detector, I suppose. If you sit down and try to do it.
There's a bomb on the bus! Everybody get out now!
Excuse me, you cannot bomb this bus. This toilet cannot the bomb, huh?
Bomb-proof bus. No bombing.
So we were there and the hottest news there was Istana Z. Or Z incident.
Wow. Istana Z.
Yeah, there was a very big hoo-ha about this councilman.
Z or Z?
Councillor Z.
Z.
I guess if you are in Singapore and Malaysia, you've got to pronounce it as Z.
Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, Dragon Ball Z. In fact, we ate at this bao shop called Baoz. B-A-O-Z. Z is a very popular name there.
So do they sell big baos?
Yeah, they did. Small Pause and Big Pause. It's a hip hop Pause place. Pause. Pausey.
Yo, auntie, what's up, man? What's up? You hit me with 2 bows, man.
Then, auntie, that'll be $2.45.
Okay, can I have a napkin, please?
Yeah.
So, what's Istana Z? Is it like initial D?
No. It's a giant ass house. It's a palatial. Oops, sorry. Palatial house.
Stop looking at me.
Mansion. It was a mansion. And this councilor.
Palatial mansion. Not just a mansion.
No. 4 stories. It was a huge, like, mansion.
Wow.
4 stories. Huge.
Wow.
And it was built by this guy who's like a local assemblyman, like a.
You mean like work in the factory?
MP. Some sort of like. Something
well,
like
a factory
MP.
Man can be MP. Assembly. You want the assembly?
No, they call it assemblyman. It's not the factory type assemblyman. I think they assembly.
Assembly?
They assemble.
Hey, don't Daniel say the name, huh?
They assemble.
Assembler
together. Yeah. Town councillor.
So you're not used to big country.
We small.
We Pisai.
Pisai country.
But we are quality Pisai.
So this guy builds a house.
Yeah, okay.
On this land.
All right.
And it was done.
Because he got money, like he assemblyman.
Well, not supposed to be that rich.
Okay.
The house was really, really big.
And
the tricky part was the house was was built without a permit.
Huh?
Yeah.
Because he assemblyman, he ownself like assemble the house.
Ownself do.
Oh.
No need permission.
Kaki lah,
yeah. Yeah, then kena he I heard lah that it all started because there was this satay shop that was on a piece of land that he wanted to use to build his house. Then he drove out the guy. Then the guy angry. Then he went to opposition party and complained that actually the house had no permit to be built.
Damn these hawkers.
I know these hawker
Bo Ting Hu.
Spoil the market.
Yeah. Sells. Where is this? Okay.
Klang Valley.
Okay.
And the land that was quiet apparently is low cost land. even more like question marks come out. Like it's meant for low cost housing. So it was bought really, really cheap. Under the wife's name, apparently. So everything is not right with this deal.
Mrs. Z.
So now the nickname of this huge ass home is Istana Z. Or Z.
Okay.
Yeah. And everyone's gone there to look at it like it's some kind of monument.
So he's in trouble.
Kinda lah. He come out, then he make press release and he cry all. Then meanwhile they found this started off a whole chain of investigations. Then they found nearby other councillors also got built house. Another Selangor municipal councillor has been found to be building a mansion without getting approval from the Klang Municipal Council.
Sabo,
yeah, probably.
This is from what's this called? The Star.
Yeah, The Star. The Star is great.
Newspaper in Malaysia called The Star.
Yeah. So, you know, he kena also lah.
What is this? That one's Klang Municipal Council President. Oh, no. No.
And this is like Selangor Municipal Council. I hate this word.
We come from Singapore, so all these big words, we don't know how to say.
Municipal. When they interviewed this Selangor councilman, Maslino, who probably felt kena sabo lah, Zakaria
headshot.
Yeah, that's right. So he told the press, you visited the area, you took a lot of photographs, no reason for you to highlight the matter.
It's a quote.
Yeah, it's a real quote. Everybody is doing it, but my house is small.
Only 3.5 story.
So it's not like, he's not saying, it's my house is wrong, like that, I shouldn't have done that. No, everyone doing it, but it's just my house is smaller. So you can't blame me. I'm less guilty.
Less guilty.
My
go
house.
And chase the other one first, then come back again.
Settle the big house first, don't come and settle. My one is smaller. Look at it's not even mentioned. It's semi-mentioned.
It's like a robber thing. I only rob half a wallet.
So don't blame me.
It's just a small thing. Everybody robbing whole wallets. I think half a wallet. You all come up to
crime. Also got big crime, small crime, right? And then he also had another incident at his Zakaria.
Long chong to lie.
He has a satay restaurant.
He also got satay.
I don't know how come. I don't know where it's linked.
Very complicated.
Yeah, he's got a huge ass satay restaurant nearby, from stone's throw from his mansion, and that satay restaurant is now shut down. because of all this, like they started to dig, right? Everyone started to dig information, then investigation, then they found out the satay restaurant has been operating without permit.
Everything also no permit.
No permit. No business license. Built without a permit.
House no permit.
Restaurant no permit. No license to operate. It's called a no garment.
Wait, I let people hear newspaper sound effect.
Like real.
We go Hollywood Library, go and get this sound effect. Newspaper sound effect.
Very hard to find. Yeah, they had the right
feel. If you want to purchase the newspaper sound effect,
please write into
www.ihavetoomuchmoney.com.
So now people are asking for his palatial home to be torn down.
Ayo.
And then people are like baying for blood, no? And I think somebody said that, some important guy said that the maximum fine he can impose is 24,000 ringgit, which is the maximum fine, which is really cheap anyway, because the land that it sits on, it's like already, they bought it at a fraction of the price anyway. So even if he gets slapped with a 24,000 ringgit fine, it's a steal. Oops, I'm sorry, I'm suggesting that there's any crime involved. It's very complicated.
My brain hurts.
I think there's a solution to all this.
What?
All these mansions, tear down.
Don't
tear down.
Then?
They need to challenge the upcoming Singapore casino and IR, integrated resort.
So make it into a satay palace.
Whatever lah, tourist attraction.
Welcome to the Ketupat room.
The Istana Satay. Come visit.
Here's the Museum of Satay Sticks.
I think we should, make it into convert the whole place into a satay museum.
This is satay meat from 1939.
This stick was used in the signing of the independence.
Which took 5 days. because there was no ink.
We could bus, you know, tourists there, and like MTV Cribs are there. I know in Hollywood they have.
Or it could be like a very big place to bomb after you take the Aeroline bus.
The Aeroline bus can take a detour.
A detour is one where only one member of the team can perform.
The Amazing House. Hello, thank you for taking Aeroline. We are now going to the Istana. No, not the Singapore one. We will now go to the giant toilet, 25 toilet house.
Fourth story. You can bomb from the fourth story down to the first story.
Please don't bomb on our bus toilet. Please bomb in the Istana Z. Once more, if you want to buy the special sound effect of newspapers.
In stereo.
Yeah, left and right. Do write in. And do drop by the Istana Zakaria when you drop by in Selangor.
And say hi to Mr. Z.
And if you happen to see the satay shop in the restaurant, if it's open, if they sealed it at the moment, check out the satay. Let me know whether satay nice to eat or not. Bye.
Bye.
This episode of the Mr. Brown Show is sponsored by bonusrewards.sg. Identify yourself as a Mr. Brown Show listener by visiting bonusrewards.sg/Mr. Brown Show and increase your chances of winning an Apple MacBook, Canon IXUS 800IS, and other fabulous prizes. For Singapore citizens and PRs between 21 and 60 years only.
The Mr. Brown Show is a production of MrBrownShow.com.
Sayang.
Eh, janganlah.